but you always answer before the fourth ring every time I call. As reliable as ever, huh? Listen, are you at the hotel yet? Well, put your shoes back on and grab your keys. I need you for something. You know me so well, don't you? Well, actually, I wasn't calling you for a Yumbucks order, but now that you mention it, I could go for a caramel macchiato right now. Yes, please. And make sure you get something for yourself too, okay? Whatever you want, just put it on my card. Oh, and I know you like to be modest or whatever, but make sure you identify yourself as my bodyguard slash employee, okay? Just show your ID and get that extra treat. You deserve it. Owen, can you get me a cream cheese and avocado bagel, please? I don't need it, but I really want it. You're so good to me. Thank you. Huh? Oh, I did want to talk to you about something else, but that can wait until you come over. It's more of an in-person conversation. Okay, see you soon, bestie. Don't forget the bagel. Kisses.
You made it. And look at you, carrying all the Yumbucks like my absolute hero. No, no, don't come in, not yet. Because I said so. Give me the Yumbucks, I'll take that. Just wait there for a sec. No peeking inside the bus, okay? Okay, put this on. No, it's a hat. Yes, obviously it's a blindfold, silly. Well, technically it's my sleep mask, but whatever. Just put it on. Because I have a surprise for you and I don't want you to spoil it for yourself. Just trust me. Or else I'll lock you out and feast on all of this Yumbucks by myself. There you go. Oh, and might I say, that pink sleep mask really suits you. Here, take my hand. Don't be so nervous. You trust me, don't you? I wouldn't let you run into anything, I promise. Come on, up the steps. All right, just over here. Okay, are you ready? Well, what do you think? Well, you know I don't do anything by half measures. And if I want to have a chat with my best friend, it's going to be in style. Besides, I got literally hundreds of these candles from that company we did the sponsorship with. Oh, of course. Proudly presenting Eden's Elegance, a delicious blend of cinnamon and apple. Too irresistible to be forbidden. I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of apple-scented stuff, but they were so obsessed with the Garden of Eden theming, so it was kind of a no-brainer, I guess. But that cinnamon, gosh, doesn't that smell delightful? Well, believe it or not, I didn't just invite you over here to smell the candles. Have a seat. The real surprise is still yet to happen. What do you mean you can already smell it? Okay, perhaps I messed up the timing, but yes, I am cooking your favorite dish. Just because I have people who cook me things doesn't mean I don't know how to cook. Remember who was always the designated cook when we were younger? If I'm honest, I think all those years put me off of cooking. I don't really like it. So much work, so much mess. But sometimes it's important to do it myself, and today, when it comes to treating you, well, I can't really think of a better time. So, I made you this dish personally. It had to be perfect. You heard me right. You may always be the one that's there for me and taking care of me. But tonight, I'm going to take care of you. What do you mean, why? I literally just told you. Because you're always there for me when I need you. And you've been taking care of me, both inside and outside of my career. I appreciate you a lot. And I know I don't say it enough, but I do. Well, it is tangentially related to what I wanted to talk to you about. But hey, any excuse to express how grateful I am is a good excuse in my opinion. Don't worry, we'll get to that. First, let's indulge in our Yum Bucks order, shall we? Let's see what we've got here. Is this yours? I should have known that you'd order something like that, you weirdo. And I can't believe you put it on my card. What a travesty. But I suppose I can forgive you. I mean, look at this caramel macchiato. It looks so tasty. And you got me extra cream, even though I forgot to ask. You really are the best, you know that? See, this is why I have to treat you right. You are so attentive. No, I have not forgotten about the bagel. All good things in good time. And there's no need to rush things, is there? You know, I've had a lot on my mind lately. Of course, the tour has been keeping me so busy, always thinking about my fans and my next show. But there is something that's been eating away at me a bit for months, for this entire tour, actually. But I just couldn't figure out what it was. And then, today, everything suddenly just made sense. It was you. No. I don't mean that you've been bothering me or anything like that. Actually, quite the opposite. Well, do you remember when I first hired you to be my bodyguard? Exactly. After I won that singing competition, I was basically mobbed by the live studio audience. But luckily, you were there for moral support and basically sheltered me all the way to the car. I mean, it's a good thing you already had practice being a bodyguard, but I guess I felt safe. Anyway, after I got home, I was just floored with all the calls and the emails. Everyone was trying to book me as a talent for their venues. And after getting mobbed earlier that day, I realized I would need security if I was really serious. And I mean, Of course, you were the logical choice. You had training as a bodyguard, and I already knew you and trusted you. But it was more than that. I didn't just know you. I trusted you with my life, like more than anyone else. You were literally always there for me, whether it was on the playground or the train or wherever. I knew you were a talented bodyguard, but more importantly, I knew for a fact that I was safe with you. And that goes a lot further than any amount of skill or experience, in my opinion. And then today, that absolute crazed fan jumped over the barrier and tried to hug me. But before I could even process what was happening, you were right there in front of me, shielding me from them so security could grab them. Like, you really protected me. And yes, I know it's your job and you're paid to do it, but that was when I realized you've always been my protector. Even if it was just walking me to my car after a night out or holding my hand when I was nervous, I know that even if I wasn't paying you, you still would have been right there, jumping in front of me without even a second thought, just to keep me safe. You know you would too. Maybe you don't want to admit it, but you're a big softy. I don't mean that as an insult. It's a good thing. You're an empathetic person, a guardian. You care about me, and it shows. And of course, I've always known this about you, but now I see you. Like, I really, really see you. And today showed me that there's much more going on here than you just being my best friend and bodyguard. And now that I know what I know, I don't think I can continue just like this. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? No, I am not going to fire you. You are so oblivious. I'm trying to do the opposite. Well, not technically the opposite. I'm not trying to give you a promotion. Okay. Why do you think that I invited you here? Cooked you dinner? Candlelit table? You have the absolute cutest expressions when you're confused. Fine, I'll tell you. The thing that changed today is I stopped seeing you as just my bodyguard and closest friend. And I started seeing you as much, much more. I don't want you to stay a step below me. I want you to be more in my life. My protector, my best friend. My boyfriend? No, I don't mean it as like you're just a trophy or a toy. I mean that I legitimately want to date you. Like a real relationship. You are making me spell this out in far more words than I had originally intended. But yes, I really like you more than I can express with words. And it doesn't matter how many guys throw themselves at me, or send me expensive gifts, or whatever. You're the one that I want. What does it look like I'm doing? Opening my arms invitingly, almost as if I'm waiting for you to hug me? You are such a dork. It really took you a while, huh? No, don't let go. I lured you in with a hug, but this is a cuddle now, and I'm not letting you go anywhere. I know. I am normally not a fan of physical contact. I think it comes with the job of everyone always touching you, pushing you, telling you where to go. But I love physical contact with you. And I've thought for a while about hugging, hand-holding. It just makes me feel so safe whenever I'm with you. Of course, you're still my best friend. You always will be. And in my opinion, the best boyfriends are best friends too. So, what do you say? I know that I work a lot and my job's demanding, but what do you think about being more than just my best friend and bodyguard? Really? I have to admit, I was pretty nervous to tell you this. I've been thinking about it the entire day, and I was scared that you might reject me. Well, I'm glad that you didn't. We still have a little bit of time before dinner's ready. Are you good with just cuddling for a bit? Thank you for always being here for me. My best friend. My protector. My man. You mean so much to me, and I can't wait to have you all to myself from now on. I'm so happy that you feel the same way. Keep holding me. I've been daydreaming about this moment for the entire day. I felt your arms around me so many times when you were protecting me, but this feels so different. It's the best feeling in the world. I can't stop looking into your eyes. They're so cute. Yeah. Oh, shut up. You're gonna make me blush. You always talk so sweet to me. I'm not staring at your lips. Maybe a little. I've wanted to kiss you for a really long time. Do you want to kiss me too? You like when I get real close to your face like this? Yeah. You feel me breathing up close? Kiss me. a good kisser. We have time. Like I said, dinner's still cooking. And I told everyone to take the night off, so no one will be joining us on this tour bus. Just me and you. Let's go to the bed. Yeah, come on. It'll be much more comfy. Lay down. Because I want a chance to take care of you. Don't you like that? God, you're so freaking cute. I can't believe you're gonna be mine. Now, what is this? Oh, is that because of me? Did kissing me get you all riled up? Then you won't mind if I give you a few kisses right on that bulge, right? Ooh, it jumped. I think that your cock likes me. There's a little wet spot. Are you getting really horny for me? I like that. Oh, be quiet. Just because I'm used to having men fawn over me doesn't mean that it makes me feel good. It feels good when it's you, because I know that you really see me. Should I take this top off? And tell me, how long have you thought about my big boobs? Really? That often? Did you ever touch yourself thinking about them? Yeah, well, I touched myself thinking about you. Like, almost every day. Is that weird? Let me get on top of you. I'm just gonna grind on your bulge while I kiss your neck and play with my boobs. On your neck. Good. Oh my gosh, you're so sexy. Where are your hands going? But see my legs. You wanna touch me? These totally do count as panties. They're just really tiny. Well, I was hoping that maybe you'd get to see my panties tonight. That feels good. Can you take your cock out? I want to pull these panties to the side. Yeah. That was fast. Yeah, just blow them to the side. No, baby. Oh, yeah. Slide it in my pussy. Yeah, slide it in. Just grab onto my hips and watch me bounce on it. Fuck. That feels so good. I like when you say that. Yeah, this is your pussy. This is your pussy. This is your pussy. No, I'm not gonna call him yet, but I like when you say that. I love how possessive you are over me. That's why this is your pussy. Yeah. Yeah, my whole body is yours. Yeah, and this is my cock. Oh, this is mine. Mine. Oh, mine. Oh, fuck. Yeah, I'm close to coming. I'm not very good at being a tease when I'm horny. Can you fuck up into me, please? Yeah. Just like that. I can feel your balls slapping against me. It feels so good, huh? Listen, please make sure that you don't pull out. No, no pulling out, no pulling out. I'm serious. Oh, fuck. I'm coming. I'm gonna go in your cock. Oh, fuck, baby, you're so sexy. Yeah, you're the sexiest man in the world. Yes. Flip me on my back just like that. You wanna take control now? Yeah. Am I gonna pump that cum into me? My fertile little pink pussy. The one that all the guys dream about. It's only for you. Go ahead. Pump that pussy full of your cum. Fuck. You're bending my little body in half. You're so much stronger than me. I love when you fuck me like a little toy. It's even better than I imagined. Baby, pump that cum into my pussy. Use my little pussy to drain your balls. I'm a good girl. You're a good girl. I mean, you're a good girl. And I want you to come inside me. Come inside me. Oh, fuck, that's deep. Oh, fuck. Hold my hands. Fuck. Oh, fuck, baby. I think I'm gonna come again. Please come inside me. Please come inside me. Please come inside me. Please don't come. I'm coming. So warm. That felt amazing. My protective, sweet boyfriend. Stay like this. Okay, fine. We can flip on to our side. But keep that cock inside me. Thank you. Dinner will be ready soon. I gotta get you nice and fueled up. Because, we're gonna have to do that again. And next time, well, let's just say there's much more of my body for you to explore. But for now, just hold me, baby. You're the most perfect man in the world. Thank you for taking such good care of me.